اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وبه نستعين. ثم صلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين، أرواحنا له فداء. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: مثل الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله كمثل حبة أنبتت سبع سنابل في كل سنبلة 100 حبة والله يضاعف لمن يشاء والله واسع عليم. صدق الله العلي العظيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. In Surah Al-Baqarah, from verse 261 to about verse 265, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives multiple parables, but they're all around the same subject, and that is on the subject or the idea of giving, of infaq. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He explains exactly what infaq is. And the reason for these multiple parables on this one particular subject, particularly back to back, because we definitely find similar parables in the Quran in different chapters. But here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He speaks about infaq, about giving and spending one's wealth in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but He does so by giving parables back to back. In verse 261, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, the parable of those who spend their wealth for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that of a grain of corn that grows 7 ears of corn, and in each ear of corn there are 100 grains. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that God gives in multiples to whom He wants, and God is beneficent, all-knowing. The first thing that, at least when I read this parable, when I was reading these parables, that stuck out, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this particular parable and the ones to come, He uses the word infaq. And of course, in some sense or very peripheral sense of the word, al-infaq here, one may take it as sadaqah, that one who gives sadaqah, one who gives charity in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala returns in multiples. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He uses infaq here rather than sadaqah, because infaq is more general. And also there's a very particular aspect of infaq. There's something about infaq that charity does not have. The difference, we will see that in charity, yes, one spends for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One gives. But also what we gather from the multiple hadith about charity, a sadaqah, and particularly about the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhim afdhalus salatu wassalam, when they encourage people to give charity, they say, give sadaqah in order to gain blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give charity or sadaqatul jariyah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will give back. One of the hadith of Imam Sadiq alayhi afdhalus salatu wassalam, when he was speaking with one of his sons, Muhammad al-Dibaj. So he told his son, he says that, give charity, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you several times over. Then he says, وَالصَّدَقَ مَفْتَاحُ الرِّزْقِ, that the key to sustenance is charity. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He uses infaq here when we look up infaq, and we read, what exactly is infaq? Infaq means ikhrajul mal. Ikhrajul mal aw min al mulk dun al muqabil. To give without even the expectation of receiving anything. This is infaq. That one gives and does not even expect a return, whether it is a spiritual, metaphysical return in the hereafter, or whether it is some return in this world. But he gives simply for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First, he understands that this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is pleased with me giving in this way, and he gives. And the perhaps one of the closest examples that we can think of when we think of infaq, because one of the words that is quite often used, especially in Islamic law, is nafaqah. That one gives nafaqah to his family, to his wife, to his children. One spends on his family, wife and children. And often, when someone spends on his wife and children, he's not expecting anything in return. He understands that this is my responsibility, this is my duty. He's not saying, okay, I'm going to give my son $10, and well, when he grows up, he gets his job, he's going to give me $100 back. No. He gives to his children, he gives to his wife. But not with the expectation that, oh, and begins to calculate that I'm going to get this much. This is infaq. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says that that individual who gives with this intention, and one of the, you see, very fine points is the intention to give simply for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of, particularly this is one of the characteristics of Imam Jawad alayhi afu salatu wasalam, and this is why he was given the title of Al-Jawad, the generous, because he was constantly giving. Whatever he had, he would give. If anyone asked him, he would give. Yes, it encompassed both charity, sadaqah, and also infaq, that he would give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And understanding this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this parable, and these group of parables that he mentions from verse 261 to 265, he outlines also some of the characteristics and conditions of charity, of infaq. One of the conditions he mentions, and this is directly in verse 262, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says that when a person gives, then that individual should give without bargaining. He's defining what is this infaq. He says, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ لَا يُتْبِعُونَ مَا أَنْفَقُوا مَنًّا وَأَذًا. That he gives without man. This is without any expectations, without any bargaining, or without belittling the person that he's giving to. I'm going to give this to you now, but you owe me something in return. وَأَذًا. And without أَذًا, without inconveniencing the individual, the person that they're giving to. The third condition, or third and fourth condition, we can see it is in Surah Furqan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he points out, again, defining exactly what is infaq. He says, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتَرُوا. Again, infaq, when we intend to give and we intend to spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we do so without extravagance. We do so without also being stingy. In other words, a person gives within their means. That if a person has little, then they give what they are able to give. It's not putting undue stress on themselves or on others. Or one does not give in order to show off. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in speaking to Imam Ali, he states that this quality or this aspect or action of doing infaq or spending in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, is one of the signs of a believer. He says, Ya Ali, thalathun min haqa'iq al-iman. So there are three things that shows true iman. And among those things which we want to speak about today, we're not going to speak about the other things, but among those signs and true signs of iman is al-infaqu min al-iqtar. So giving one without being stingy, or giving, al-iqtar also comes in a meaning that even if a person has little, that one's own livelihood is little, that I have very little left over. Say, for example, that you may earn $1,000 in a month, but your expenses come up to $975. You have $25 left just to do, maybe relax, maybe get something extra. To give even from this, as the Prophet is saying, al-infaq min al-iqtar. This is one of the signs of iman, of true belief, that I'm giving just for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm not giving simply to expect a return. Yes, there's two ways that one can give. One can give charity. As Imam Sadiq, he says, As-sadaqa miftahul rizq. So one can take from that $25 and give part of his sadaqa, yes, and hopes that, yes, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he states, or as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches through the Prophet and Imam, said, when I give, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will give back. He will make my sustenance great. And this is fine. This is good. But even higher than that on the plane of iman is that one gives, giving for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would be pleased if I spend this money for his sake. That there's someone's poor, that there's some masjid that needs. And I'm giving simply for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without even making intentions that, oh, I'll get more from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the reality is, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he paints, he says, even if you give in that way, without the intentions of returning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, he will give. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will give. But what is important is the intention of that servant who is given, whether he's giving simply for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sees the return or not, that, no, Allah is pleased with this, I'm giving. So the conditions we mentioned so far is to give without bargaining, without bartering, without disgracing those who they're giving to, without inconveniencing those individuals, giving without being extravagant or being stingy. A fifth condition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, and particularly it is in these group of verses, inshallah we will continue this also in the next session, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that what a person gives, it should be halal. It should be from honest means and honest earning. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu anfiqu min tayyibati ma kasabtum wa mimma akhrajna lakum min al-ard. That give from that wealth and that sustenance that you have that is pure, tayyib, that is not earned from dishonest means. As Imam Ali, he also states, he says, مَنْ يَكْتَسِبْ مَالًا مِنْ غَيْرِ حَلِّهِ يَصْرِفْهُ فِي غَيْرِ حَقِّهِ. Whoever earns money in the wrong way or impermissible way, then his spending is also not permissible. He's spending in a place that it should not be spent. So one should not think that, oh, well, I'll go and I'll earn wealth that is not permissible, then I'll spend it on charity. I'll spend it and give it to the masjid. This is the worst of ways to spend it, because even spending is not valuable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You earn wealth that is permissible and you spend it in the right way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions this idea, this discussion of infaq, for one of the reasons is that in infaq, by spending in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is one of the foundations of Islamic economics, is one of the foundations of building community, of establishing relationships, and strengthening the ummah. And this is also one of the traits and characteristics that infaq has. Not only is it by intention that one is giving without the expectation, although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will give back, but also giving in order to make firm the community, the ummah, to make firm your community, to make firm the relationships that you have among one another. And this blessed month of Ramadan is actually one of the months in which we can develop and cultivate this trait in ourselves by giving in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, helping those who are less fortunate than ourselves, by one of the actually practical actions that we can do as well is also give iftar, invite people for iftar. And we shouldn't think that, oh, well, I invited these individuals for iftar and now they should invite me in return. No, that you give iftar, you give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This begins to cultivate this trait in ourselves. And then from there, even after the month of blessed month of Ramadan, that we should take this quality and trait with us of giving simply for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us all success in spending in His way and for His pleasure. أسأل الله التوفيق لي ولكم وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.